This is Gabriel Wrench with the Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Wednesday, May 6, 2020. Fact check, true. Hospitals get paid more if patients listed as COVID-19. According to USA Today, Senator Scott Jensen, Republican from Minnesota, also a physician in Minnesota, was interviewed by Laura Ingraham on April 8th on Fox News and claimed hospitals get paid more if Medicare patients are listed as having COVID-19 and, get this, three times as much money if they need a ventilator. Jensen said that if it is straightforward garden variety pneumonia that a person is admitted to the hospital for, if they're on Medicare, typically the diagnosis-related group lump sum payment would be $5,000. But if it's COVID-19 pneumonia, then they would get $13,000. And if that COVID-19 pneumonia patient ends up on a ventilator, it goes up to $39,000. Now ask yourself, do you believe the death rates for the elderly are high because they're actually dying from COVID-19, or is the elderly death rate high because they're incentivized to mark COVID-19 on their death certificate? Mayor outraged over parties in Chicago. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot was outraged on Saturday that people in Chicago are going to large parties during the stay-at-home order and the coronavirus pandemic. Quote, "We will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Don't make us treat you like a criminal. If you refuse to do what is necessary to save lives, we will take you to jail. Period. We are not playing. We mean business," according to Mayor Lightfoot. The mayor was responding to recent reports of a huge party in Galewood last weekend. She spoke at the corner of Springfield and Adams in the West Garfield Park neighborhood on Saturday, where she said the party was being planned. "We will be towing cars. We will arrest the homeowners. We have given enough warning. If our message is not resonating, we have to take it to the next level of enforcement to make sure we save lives." That is a quote from the CPD Superintendent David Brown. Brown said there are six parties planned for Saturday night, and there were several parties dispersed last Friday. Mayor Lightfoot goes on to say, "You need to stay at your home. That is what this means, going to a party while Chicagoans are still dying in the height of foolishness. If you want to have a dance party, use TikTok. For every foolish person that hosts a party, you are putting yourself in danger and others in danger." Never mind the abortion rates in Chicago. New York City Council Speaker demands Samaritan Purse leave now that they're no longer needed to treat patients. According to Discern.com, the Speaker of the New York City Council is demanding that Christian organization Samaritan Purse pack up its coronavirus-filled hospitals and leave the city now that they're no longer needed for patients, claiming that the group's biblical views on sexuality are an affront to the values of New York, whatever those values are. He tweeted out this statement, quote, "It is time for Samaritan Purse to leave New York City. This group, led by notorious, bigoted, hate-spewing Franklin Graham, came at a time when our city couldn't in good conscience turn away any help. That time has passed. Their continued presence here is an affront to our values of inclusion and is painful for all you New Yorkers who care deeply about the LGBT community. I'm aware that our battles against COVID-19 is still ongoing and that our healthcare system and amazing workers who have been the heroes of this unprecedented time in our history still needs support. The New York City Council is committed to supporting those workers and protecting our city's public health. But as a city that values diversity and compassion for all, except for those in the womb, we can't continue allowing a group with their track record to remain here when we're past the point they're needed. Mount Sinai must sever its relationship with Samaritan Purse. Its leader calls the LGBT community detestable and immoral. He says being gay is an affront to God and refers to gay Christians as the enemy. Samaritan Purse requires its volunteers to agree to a written affirmation that marriage is exclusively the union of one genetic male and one genetic female. That is hilarious. He goes on to say, "Hate has no place in our beautiful city." The Guttmacher Institute estimates that approximately 105,000 abortions took place in New York during 2017. The Institute also estimates that 31% of pregnancies in New York ended up in abortions. Unbelievable. Department of Justice sides with the church, suing Virginia Governor Blackface Northam after pastors who held 16-person service face fine and jail time. According to Fox News, the Justice Department is siding with a Virginia church suing Governor Ralph Blackface Northam after police threaten a pastor with jail time or a $2,500 fine for violating the state's coronavirus lockdown restrictions by holding a 16-person church service on Palm Sunday. Department of Justice decision came after police in protective garb served a summons to Kevin Wilson, the pastor of Lighthouse Fellowship Church at Chinatiga Island, for holding the service on April 5th with 16 people spaced far apart from one another in a church that could fit, get this, 293 people. State officials said Wilson and the church violated the Virginia Constitution by breaking state-imposed social distancing restrictions intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus. In a written statement by the Department of Justice, it said, "The Commonwealth of Virginia has offered no good reason for refusing to trust congregants who promise to use care in worship in the same way it trusts accountants, lawyers, and other workers to do the same. In my great state of Idaho, the McPherson Group, together with North Idaho Freedom Fighting Attorney D. Colton Boyles of Boyles Law Firm, has filed suit against the Idaho Governor Brad Little and Director of Idaho Department of Health and Welfare Dave Jeppesen, challenging the constitutionality of Idaho's COVID-19 stay-at-home order. I really do hope we flood the courts with these kind of lawsuits. The thing I want to point out here is what I read in the lawsuit Exhibit D. Exhibit D comes from Pastor Jonathan Krenz of Augustana Lutheran Church here in Moscow, Idaho. When our stay-at-home order was issued, Pastor Krenz emailed a series of scenarios to our local chief of police, James Fry, asking what worship scenarios would be possible and permissible under the stay-at-home order. After a series of proposed scenarios were struck down by Chief Fry, Pastor Krenz offered this scenario, and this is a quote from Exhibit D. "As an alternative to my congregants driving to me and remaining in their cars, I propose that I deliver the sacraments of Holy Communion to the front doors of my parishioners, have a brief service through the screen door with all the same safety precautions as above. In other words, just as a restaurant can stay open under the stay-at-home order if they only serve takeout and delivery, perhaps my church can stay open by me delivering it, so to speak, to my parishioners at home." This scenario was also shot down, and Pastor Krenz responded with this. This is also found in Exhibit D. "So to put it more simply, I could legally deliver a pizza to the front door of a congregant, which the congregant would take and eat, but if I also delivered to him the sacrament of Holy Communion while I'm there, I could be ticketed or arrested because delivering the body and blood of Christ as food is against the order. This is troubling on so many levels. But here's the big question I would like to ask our local chief of police, Chief Fry here, if I get a chance, of course. Currently, Governor Little does not have a gun to your head forcing you to carry out this draconian order against this pastor. So if the governor had a gun to your head, how much more so would you be willing to carry out on behalf of the governor's order? Oh, you know, let's give an example like locking up all the Jews. In other words, at what point would you protect your community against our governor?" Lastly here, a couple of tweets from supporters of Joe Biden regarding the allegations of Tara Reid. This comes from Twitter personality Os Stream. "I would vote for Biden if he raped 100 women. The stakes are high in this election." Twitter personality, Lawyer Andy, ooh, from a lawyer. "Even if Biden sexually assaulted me, I would still vote for him." Lastly, I'm not going to go on here, but from Twitter personality, Atretone 4. "If Biden had raped my child, yes, I would still prefer him over Trump for POTUS." The Believe All Women crowd is a sham, as has been pointed out time and time again. When you hate God and when you despise his creation, the only helpless and available play is always a grasp for power. Always. This is why we don't let liberals define the terms and conditions of justice. And for that matter, we also don't let most conservatives who have been sucked into the world of wanting to please everybody also define the terms of justice. Christ is our rock. God defines the standards of justice, and when we do this, we find that there is true equity in the land. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. Support Rowdy Christian Media and join our club at FightLaughFeast.com. And when you join the club, you get a free t-shirt and you get a discount to our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. And you can sign up on our, again, on our website at FightLaughFeast.com. And lastly, download our app in your favorite app store. Go get it. Go download it. That's where you can only catch our newest and latest baseball podcast by Mark Dewey called In the Bullpen. Fantastic podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. Lord bless.